This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You want to get the most for your money. That's why more Mazda buyers choose Ramsey Mazda. Lease a new 2025 Mazda CX-30 all-wheel drive, only $179 a month. Or buy and get 0.9% APR financing for 36 months. Start shopping now at RamseyMazda.com. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda.
Call 833-853-2970 for details. Excludes tax, title, and registration. Zero security deposit. VIN SM808128. MSRP 27105. Ends 3/31/25.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
A high pop-up. He's going to do it. At shortstop, Jeter. Jeter on the outfield grass. Makes the catch. The Yankees win. The Yankees win. And Doc Gooden pitches a no-hitter.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Good morning. Yeah. Let's do it, man. Some breaking news, but, you know, not like break the glass. Nothing really that too many New Yorkers are going to care about. But if you're a football fan, you'll care about this. And this will lead me down to, the beach where Aaron Rodgers is walking around. Sources. Jeremy Fowler reports. Miles Sanders plans to sign a one-year deal with the Dallas Cowboys. Bro, they are so mid. Now they have Javonte Williams and Miles Sanders in the backfield. Rico Dowdle goes and signs with the Carolina Panthers. And the Cowboys are just not serious about anything. This is what they're going to do with their running back room. Don't draft Ashton GT either. But, you know, as we're starting to see trades and signings and rumors and whatnot, you know, I got to play DeMarcus Ware. The Fleas is coming in and PV is walking out. So we got the producer switch for the overnight. DeMarcus Ware had some things to say about, Dallas being his home, but now he's in Seattle and how he feels about the Dallas Cowboys' chances. And, he's getting up there in age. So, he's 32 and his production is down. I mean, he was the law for a while, but he ain't the law anymore. He was out there when, Aaron Rodgers beat them back in 2016. I think he was. Yeah. I think he might even been with the team. He was. Was he with them in 2014 when Dez caught it? I think that was his rookie year. But Dez didn't catch it. But did he? He did. Anyway, that leads me into Aaron Rodgers. See, that's the segue. You know, the days of Aaron Rodgers with the Packers and those wins and the MVPs and that stuff, that's over. But Aaron Rodgers got these Jedi mind tricks and we fall for him every time. Not me, though. Your Jedi mind tricks don't work on me, Aaron Rodgers. I just work on the fans, so I have to talk about it. Aaron Rodgers is a song that doesn't end. And, yeah, he's got wired headphones like I have because we got to plug in our headphones to use the stereo in here. He also used those same wired headphones on Pat McAfee. I guess that's a thing with him. Old school. But he's walking down the water on the beach, in the sand on the beach, barefoot with the towel over himself and a backwards hat. And it seems like he's contemplating and pondering life. And he's not retiring, so that's one thing. Let's get that out of here. He's not retiring. And even if he does retire, he'll come back. We've seen that before. I think in order of teams, it's got to be Steelers 1, Vikings 2, Giants 3. And I say that because the Steelers are Sixburg, winning franchise, right? They have the right culture. They always win as far as having a winning record. And Aaron Rodgers could potentially come there and be the difference. They have star players on that team. They just added another star player to that team, right? They have Watt. They have Fitzpatrick. They have Hayward. You know what I'm saying? And I just saw they added Darius Slay. Darius Slay, going out there, he's done from the Eagles. And then the Eagles signed Adoree Jackson. And that made me think that Adoree Jackson is going over there to play the Darius Slay role. But anyway, Aaron Rodgers, he could take all the time he wants, for real. And the more time he takes, the more rumors and the more anticipation builds, right? I hear Evan talking about this Aaron Rodgers vortex that Giants fans are in, and it's crazy, right? You just watch this guy win 5 games for the Jets. You just watch him do a whole lot of nothing for the Jets in 2 years, but the Giants are so down bad that they've become the Jets. The Giants are so down bad, they should have fired this GM, should have fired this head coach. But yet these guys are making the decisions, and it looks like that they might crap out. Let's talk about the Giants, right? Joe Flacco, I'd love it if Joe Flacco comes through, or Russell Wilson. Then I get to tell my stories over and over again of when I not met Joe Flacco, but saw him in the flesh, not met Russell Wilson, but was right next to both of these guys. It's funny because both of those guys were playing quarterback in high school the same time I was playing quarterback in high school. I didn't make it. I ended up going pro radio. They went pro NFL, and they're still doing it all these years later. Joe Flacco from Audubon, New Jersey, South Jersey. For him to go play for the home team, he'd have to go to the Eagles. That never materialized. But there's a chance that he might end up here. He might end up in Jersey with the Giants because Aaron Rodgers, why would he want to play for the Giants outside of already being in New Jersey with the house and wanting to stick it to Woody? Those are two narratives that, like, the. You know how much money? Aaron Rodgers is one of the richest NFL players all time. It doesn't matter. He can get a house anywhere. He can rent a place anywhere. He could buy a house anywhere. It's not that expensive for him to rent a nice house in Western Pennsylvania, Minnesota, the Twin Cities. The house thing doesn't matter. And then also the stick it to Woody. I think Aaron Rodgers does enough ayahuasca. He's got a chip on his shoulder for his own personal reasons. I don't think he cares to stick it to Woody. He already did. He already stuck it to Woody in the last 2 years. He didn't have to do any more damage to Woody. He didn't have to do anything to Aaron Glenn or Darren Mooji either. So all the talk about, Aaron Rodgers' house or him right here in MetLife sticking it to the... And like, who's to say he sticks it to Woody? Who's to say he wins a game with the Giants? Who says he does anything with the Giants? Woody might get the last laugh there. So I just really don't think Aaron Rodgers, like having the option to go to Pittsburgh or Minnesota, two teams that actually win, two teams that have like more talent. Malik Nabers is great, but I'd rather go play with Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison indoors in Minnesota. That gets me to the second option. Steelers are number one option. But Minnesota, Kevin O'Connell, that offense, those top two receivers, and that building, playing indoors, playing your home games indoors at Aaron Rodgers' age. The only drawback to Minnesota is full circle Brett Favre. And it's crazy how the universe never unconnects. He might have to go full circle Brett Favre, follow exactly in his footsteps. But that, like, I think that's more attractive than MetLife Stadium, Jersey, on his old bones, playing in indoors in Minnesota with, arguably one of the top 5 receiver tandems and a team that finds a way to win every year. And then if he wants to stick it to anybody, go back and stick it to Green Bay. 888-808-1019. So now we've entered the Aaron Rodgers vortex on the night shift. that's my thoughts on Aaron Rodgers and, you know, the teams waiting him and what his thought process should be as, you know, we're waiting on pro days and somehow. So I didn't realize, I guess the Big 12 is doing a pro day together. That's lit. I like that. Instead of just being teams, because I guess they're not really, there's not really that many players from each team. They're having a combined pro day. And I think that's going to be pretty good. Ollie Gordon, the running back from Oklahoma State. Devin Neal, running back from Kansas. Jimmy Horn Jr. from Colorado. Shador Sanders from Colorado. Travis Hunter from Colorado. I'm kind of still, like, as much as I think that the Giants are going to try to take Cam Ward, they got to trade up to get him, and they got to give up so much to get him. And I don't think that these guys are in a position to do that. And I don't think Cam Ward is that much of a difference maker than Shador. I really don't. I don't think either one of them are Jaden Daniels. But to give up, to get fleeced, to move up two spots when you had the number one pick after losing 10 games in a row, that's just ass backwards. It's just more nonsense from these guys. That's another thing that's going to go on their ledger. The other thing that's going to go on their ledger is when Daniel Jones beats out Anthony Richardson and is a starting quarterback indoors in Indy. Now, I don't know if they're going to win any games, but Shane Steichen was able to get wins out of Gardner Minshew a couple years ago. He was able to get, decent quarterback play out of Joe Flacco at times. But Joe Flacco is cooked. Daniel Jones not cooked yet. Daniel Jones is rich. Daniel Jones is another rich quarterback in the NFL. That's going to go on their resume as well. How they handle Daniel Jones. And if Daniel Jones figures it out with the Colts, and figures it out just means, like, if he throws 20 touchdowns, wins some games, it's going to be like, well, damn, he did it over there. And he's going to be healthier. A year removed from the ACL. And he's fresh. He didn't play. He didn't play from week 10 on. So, I don't know. That's something else to look at with the hard knocks of Shane and Dable. They should be fired because it just makes everything more difficult. All the decision-making is more difficult. I think they've done a good job here so far. But, like, it's all on paper. It's all theoretical with the guys that they've brought in. Paulson Adebo and Javon Holland. I think they've made some moves. Chauncey Golston. I think they've made some moves that, like, okay, shore up their defense, but they still have a ton of holes. They lost a bunch of games. They still have a long way to go before we can say, yeah, this team is a lot better. And then just, like, they can improve and still lose with the strength of schedule that they have. They can still lose. And not having a quarterback. Russell Wilson completed his trip to Cleveland today. And I saw people making jokes that, like, Russell Wilson is following Kenny Pickett, right? He went to Pittsburgh, got that job, and Kenny forced his way out, or didn't force his way out, voiced his frustration, and they traded him. The Eagles trade Kenny Pickett to Cleveland, and Russ shows up for an interview. I think Russ, between us here in Tennessee, Cleveland, now let's do him, right? If the three teams for Aaron Rodgers are the Steelers, Vikings, and Giants, when we talk about Russ, who I met at the UVA football camp back in 05, I think Russ has to be looking at, and I mean, I think the Steelers should still be in that. So let's add a fourth team. So for Russ, I think number one would be the Giants. I think it's just long overdue. Him, Ciara, like I said the other night, they are socialites. They like to be in the scene. There are so many events and, I don't know, what's that gala or that ball, the Met Gala? They'll be at the Met Gala with a stupid outfit on, matching, next year. Book it if they weren't already there. Like, it just makes too much sense for Russell Wilson and Ciara to come to New York. So I'll put the Giants one. I'll put the Steelers two. Because, you know, what if Aaron Rodgers chooses the Giants or chooses the Vikings? They might have to run it back with Russell Wilson, but I think they want better or they just want different. I think his meditation and visualizing himself doing things and then his always positive rah-rah, like, you know, there was there was a clip of him running to Cam Hayward, and Cam Hayward was pissed off at the end of the regular season. And Russell Wilson was trying to fire him up, and he said something like they were in a losing streak. I think they lost the last four or five in a row. And Russell Wilson said something along the lines like, yeah, we just lost five in a row, or we just lost four in a row. Let's go win the next four. And it's like, nah, bro. Like, we're losing because you guys can't score points. Like, miss me with that. 888-808-1019. So, for Russ, I think it's Giants, Steelers, Titans, Browns. Who wants to go play for the Browns? And you don't want to play for the Browns in your division that you were just in. No one wants to go to Ohio. Ciara, she's not going to Ohio. At least if she goes to Nashville, she might pop up at one of the honky-tonks. She might pop up and perform somewhere down there. But yeah, here we are waiting to see where these guys go. And last but not least, famous Jameis. Jameis is waiting on that Giants job because Saquon told him that job was available at the Super Bowl. He's been waiting for that Giants call. He's just waiting. He's waiting for Aaron Rodgers to go to Pittsburgh and for Russ to go to Tennessee or for Aaron Rodgers to go to Minnesota and Russ to go back to Pittsburgh and boom, baby. The Giants are going to have to choose between Joe Flacco and Jameis Winston. Who would you rather see? I would tell you right now you'd rather see Jameis. Joe Flacco, he can still play. He can still throw it. He's always had the cannon, but you'd rather have Jameis. At least he'd be fun. At least he'll give you some good quotes. At least he'll get some laughs out of it, eat a couple W's. 888-808-1019. All right, thanks for holding, y'all. I wanted to get my NFL and quarterback carousel takes across. Justin is in Floral Park. Justin, you're on the Fan.
Keith, if you ever want to jump off the Dallas bandwagon,
I'm off.
Buffalo Bills, the Mafia is always welcoming you. You know that.
Yeah.
So you can always come to the Bills Mafia. We got, Joey Bosa, and everyone's knocking. I'm telling you right now, I love the signing. One-year deals always make me excited in the NFL. So we'll see what happens.
And I saw you guys
there.
Got LaVisca Chenault.
Yes. Yep. Yeah, you remember him from the Jaguars, right?
Yeah, hell yeah. Shout out to my guys up there. I did a podcast called Do Champions. The name Do Champions is because the Bills are long overdue to be champions. Shout out to my guy Brady. I played football with at Monmouth University. He lives out there in Buffalo, lifelong Buffalo Bills fan. They've been trying to bring me into the Mafia all season.
Well, Keith, I'm bringing you in with the ASS. You didn't tell me what size shirt, Keith. I'm going to send it to the office. What size, man? What size?
I'm not wearing those shirts because they're orange and blue.
No, it's not orange and blue. It's gray.
No, it's Soto with the Mets, orange and blue.
No,
I can't wear
that.
No, it doesn't
have the number on there. I'm telling you, Keith, you'll love it. I tagged you in it. Anyway, as far as our Yanks go, Keith, listen. I still think they should have made one more move. I get why you're saying they're not going to make a move. But, you know, now that LeMayu is not, you know, on the squad, I mean, Keith, just get J.D. Martinez here. What is the problem about bringing him here? I mean, he's a veteran. I don't think Stanton's coming back, man. And if he does come back, he's not going to come back till after the All-Star break.
Yeah, and, they're not going to spend a dollar more. When they had the press conference about the beards, it was Chris Kirshner who asked and Hal immediately said, people need to do their calculations again. We're at 307, 308. They're not going to spend another dollar more, and they're especially not going to spend a dollar on a guy that nobody else in baseball wants, like a J.D.
Martinez. I don't understand. I mean, I get it. The Mets, you know, have a different, you know, role for him down the second half of the season, but he's a veteran.
He's a professional hitter. Doesn't hurt. And you know what I said, too, Justin?
And he always kills us.
I've been there for some of those.
Yep.
They never have guys off the bench. They never have guys that can pinch hit. So, like, just to stash him at least, but I don't know. It shouldn't cost that much money. But
no.
They won't spend a dollar more. They are at their own ceiling for spending.
Yep. And we'll see what happens with the pitching. Listen, I think Warren's going to step up. Schmidt, I hope, is healthy. And I guess, you know, we got to rely on Stroman. Now, one last thing on the pucks. I mean, the Rangers just are such a bipolar year for the Rangers. But they're in it, Keith. I mean, they're tied now with Columbus. They got a huge weekend. I'm going to the game with my son on Sunday against Edmonton. So they got to, I'm telling you right now, statement right here, they must get at least 3 out of 4 points. If they do not, forget it. Finished.
And urgency, man. I think they'll get it done. I don't know if they'll get it done, but, like, that was huge in overtime tonight.
Yep.
And they're obviously a different team. We all know which way they're trending. They know, like, Rangers fans are not going to accept anything but them figuring it out here, so they got to get it done.
And one last thing, it'd be nice if Lafreniere can, like, wake up. The guy has one goal in the last 20 games. It's, like, unbelievable to me. This guy was a number one pick. Just shows you what the Devils got, even though he's hurt, compared to what the Rangers get as a number one pick. It just shows you that the Rangers
forever.
Can't develop their own talent. It's just sad. And this is why they're a pathetic. And listen, I'll root for them until the day I die, but they're a pathetic franchise that's won 4 cups in 100 years. It's sad, Keith.
Still got Trocheck, still got Shesterkin, still got some of those main guys. So
We'll see what happens, Keith. Have a good week.
Yes, sir. Thanks for the call, Justin. Justin made these ASS After Soto Sweepstakes shirts. I remember the night that I said, you know, it's been ass after Soto signed. It's been ass after Soto switched. And he actually made the shirts, but he wrote After Soto Sweepstakes. And they have Juan Soto with a donkey attached to him. Looks like the Minotaur. But he's got like a... I got to find it on Twitter and retweet it. It's clown stuff, like in a funny way. It's all clowning and jokes. But I'm like, Justin, I'll never wear that shirt. 888-808-1019. Jules in Oakland, New Jersey on the Fan. What's up, Julian?
Hey, Keith. Oh, I did count the spring training today, but I'm checking out the Baby Bombers today. And there was some fun stuff over there. I just want people to realize that we can't rush these kids because of the holes we have in the roster. That's their problem to figure out. Like, a lot of the timelines might not match up with the Yankees' needs, unfortunately. But I think they're going to be good, like the Lombards, Spencer Jones, like Arias. Like, I got to see them all hit, so that was fun.
Yeah, I saw Ryan Garcia was over there today, and I'm glad you're calling in to hit us with that, too, because as I was talking about my nightmare of this window closing for the Yankees, another window will open. I just fear that they're going to try to go for it this year and next year, because really it's this year and next year for like Stanton, Cole, Judge, maybe a three-year window. I just fear that they're going to try and go for it at the deadline where they're going to trade away some of these guys, and I don't want them to do that. But like, the fans are going to demand that, you know, we get another starter and we get another bat, and you got to give to get. And the whole league is calling up saying, yeah, George Lombard, yeah, Spencer Jones.
And it's tough because they're really thin after those two in terms of trade value right now, especially with Chase Hampton on the shelf with Tommy John, which is also really unfortunate because he was their top pitching prospect besides Warren, maybe. And in the bats, besides Lombard and Jones, aren't like fully established. Either they technically, but like in terms of value, maybe. I mean, Arias might be a decent chip, but like he's not going to headline anything, I don't think.
Yeah, we don't know. I was having a conversation with a buddy of mine about all the pitching prospects that we traded away, from Drew Thorpe to J.P. Sears, Ken Waldichek, Luis Medina, Michael King, just over the years. Even just this year, right? You get rid of Cody Poteet and Nestor Cortez, which you had to do to get Cody Bellinger and Devin Williams, understood. But yeah, like, when you're... rotation gets thin, you don't have those guys to make starts. The Yankees are going to need 10 guys to make starts at some point this year.
Yeah.
It's probably going to run up to 10 different names.
And I'm worried about that 10. How do we even get to that 10? Because I only see like 5 or 6 right now. Beyond that's like really mysterious. Yeah, as someone that covers the minor leagues, it's even mysterious to me. So that's definitely problematic. And another one that we forgot to mention is Hayden Wesneski was traded for Evros, who's been hurt every time, unfortunately. And he's going to play with the Astros now, so we'll see what he does. But there's been so many. They did a good job of building the pitching depth. The positional depth definitely needs improvement, but it is getting a little bit better.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not worried until it's time to worry. I'm just going to say, hey, fingers crossed. They did it last year for the first half without Cole. Let's hope Will Warren is ready. I think he is. He's got no choice but to be ready. He was thrown into some tough spots last year. You know, Marcus Stroman talked about, you know, being grounded and being where his feet are. So, I mean, like, he's got to be thrilled to have the opportunity to be in the rotation after all the offseason talk about trading him. Rodon, I want to believe in Rodon, but he hasn't given me enough consistent starts to believe in him. But I want to believe that, hey, man, grow your beard back a little bit. Hey, man, this is your third year here. Like you're a former all-star. You know, you're a guy that we thought was going to be a left-handed bulldog and ace. We need you. He may be our opening day starter. Like, he's got to go out there and be solid, not give up home runs. So, yeah, I don't know, man. Here we go.
I agree. Yeah, I agree with you 100%. Rodon, it's like now or never. Year three, like you said, they need him. He has to be the two that they signed him to be now. Max Fried has to be big, and I think he'll be great. I'm definitely into Will Warren. I've probably told you that before. I've watched him pitch a lot. I think he's pretty good, and his stuff looks better than ever this spring.
Yeah, I think he's ready. I know Wells, like, I remember Wells wanting to start that spring training game. They were going to hold him back, but he said he specifically wanted to catch Will Warren. So what I'm leaning into, Jules, is like these guys are not about to fold. These guys are talented. These guys will rise. The cream will rise to the top. Like the best players will stand out. And I think like guys like Cody Bellinger, Paul Goldschmidt, Max Fried, Devin Williams, they're pros. They're all-stars. They're not going to, like I said this earlier, they're not pouting about Gerrit Cole. They never played with Gerrit Cole. It's their first year as Yankees. Like that gives somebody else an opportunity to shine.
Yeah, those four are going to be huge. Like, those are going to be, like, the big four offseason additions. We need them all to be great now. Bellinger and Goldschmidt have looked good in spring. I hope it translates. They need everything they can get from them because the lineup is actually more concerning than the rotation with the stand news and the lack of a third baseman still. It's another problem.
Yeah, Yankee fans obviously hearing Oswaldo Cabrera scratch today and immediately being like, oh, no. But, like, they don't look at it as a problem, dude. They look at it like, hey, we have Ben Rice. We have Trent Grisham. I'm interested to see these next 2 weeks how it shakes out. I think Dominguez is your left fielder. Grisham is on the bench as a fourth outfielder to go to strictly center field. And it'll be Cabrera at third base. And maybe Peraza makes the club because he's out of options. And he can play third, short, second base.
I think he should make it as well. I don't know if they'll actually carry him, but they need to. So let's hope that happens.
Yeah, and then, I mean, Ben Rice has been catching, but, like, he's not really going to be, like, J.C. Escar, I would believe, is the backup catcher.
Yeah, just hopefully, hoping that one comes through. I think it will, though. I think he is the backup also.
So here we go, man. It is what it is. Aaron Judge is still on this team, you know. Fingers crossed for Volpe. I know Jazz loves to talk. There's a quote that I'm going to pull from Jazz in a minute. Like, Jazz has to be great this year. Jazz has to play well this year. So they have guys. Yeah. They just got to get it done.
Yeah, that's true. They still have a bunch of talent. I think Chisholm's going to be a huge X factor. The way he can steal bases is something we haven't seen from a Yankee in a while for a full season. His health, he's got to hold up. He's definitely had some injuries as well, so he needs to play at least 140 games with the way his team is built.
Yeah, 140 games. We're 2 weeks away from 162. Thanks for the call, Jules. 888-808-1019. Now we got some football calls coming in. I do got to go to a break in 2 minutes, so I won't take another call. So stay on hold if you're on hold and you're just getting on. There was a quote from Jazz as I'm still reading through this Evil Empire article of, like, are the Yankees still the Evil Empire or are they not? That's another thing, too. Shout out to Moose. I love Moose. Got respect for Moose. We have ties to, you know, both being at MTV. He interned years ago. I worked there when I was in the MLB fan cave. Moose was like the WFAN representative that came to the fan cave. I still have this keychain on my keys, showing people in the live chat. I still have this WFAN keychain on my keys that have been on my keys for now 11 years since I met Moose. But I was listening to Moose today talking about they haven't won a World Series since 2009. Moose, they were just in the last World Series, bro. And then when I was on with Dave Sims, or when I had Dave Sims on my show, when I mentioned they lost the World Series, Dave stopped me in my tracks. He stopped me dead in my tracks to say, hey, don't minimize that. You know how hard it is to make it to the World Series? Dave Sims, coming from Seattle, Mariners fans, they don't understand why we would minimize losing the World Series. They'd love to make it to a World Series and lose. 888-808-1019. When we come back, I'll read more from this article. They interviewed Jazz. I think I read the excerpts from, like, Alex Cora, Kevin Cash, another executive. They have some interviews with the players, and Jazz is one who pissed me off last year. But I like Jazz. I like the swag. I like the moxie, the energy, and all that. It's the talk that I don't like. Jazz pissed me off last year because he kept saying, 28, baby, we're going to World Series. You're going to win it. I'm like, bro, you just got here. You can't do that. You can't speak it into existence, and you got to play. Well, Jazz had more to say in this Athletic article. So when we come back, I'll read that. We'll take your calls. NFL calls coming in on the Giants, on Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, Joe Flacco, Jameis Winston, Keith McPherson on the Fan. We'll be right back.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Here we go. First pitch time, 8:31. And Jeter swings. It's a high drive to left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Derek Jeter hits a first ball fastball deep in the bleachers in left field. And on the first pitch of the game, the Yankees take a 1-0 lead.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
California knows how to party. They're still partying on our graves. Keith McPherson on The Fan, 888-808-1019. Those Dodgers fans, you know. Like, on my TikTok, or maybe my Instagram, I have a video that just went crazy from going into the Yankees team store when they released all the World Series merch. And I kid you not, like, even to today, I'll get, like, a notification from somebody like, "You lost the World Series. Why would you buy all this World Series merch before you won it? Oh, it's a Dodgers World Series." My bad, yo. I don't know. I've never been to a World Series. I've been waiting 15 years to get back to one. So before the games even started, I copped some World Series stuff. Like, give me a break. Anyway, this article is a great article, man, in The Athletic. And we're going to read some more from this and from the article that Brendan Cuddy wrote. Man, it's worth the $4.99 that I pay them for The Athletic. I don't pay for Newsday. I don't pay for a New York Post. But I pay for The Athletic because it's got all the teams, all the sports, and all these writers. So I said Jazz, right? You know, Jazz pissed me off last year with the way he was talking about, "We're winning the World Series." And I'm like, "Yo, you're a Marlin. Yeah, we're getting 28, baby. They're not going to stop us. World Series." I'm like, "Don't do that, bro. The Dodgers exist." So they ask Jazz about this whole evil empire thing. And Jazz, it says, you know, before I could even get the question out, Chisholm shot down the whole premise saying the Yankees have always been the evil empire. He goes on to say, that's a strange thing. I don't think the Yankees are a normal empire. And I don't think our owners should say the Yankees are just a normal team, you know? Did Jazz just hand out unsolicited advice to his owner? I think he did, but he was just getting rolling. Jazz goes on to say, I mean, we're still the Yankees. We still have the history. So I would rather have the mindset of thinking that we're still the evil empire, even if we're not. I still love that mindset because that means that we're still on top of everybody. I like being at the top. Why wouldn't I want to be at the top? Was this a spot where I should have jumped in and pointed out that technically the Dodgers are on top? Or that the Dodgers had beaten the Yankees in the last World Series? I chose not to provide any more helpful perspective. 888-808-1019. And then as you scroll, the next thing is this picture of wherever they were watching the World Series in Japan, Tokyo, Dodgers fans cheer on the team from Tokyo during the World Series. I remember those live cuts. And you just see, like, it's just, I don't know. We got it. We got to get the season going just to get away from last year's World Series. Shappy is in Bayside, New York, on the Fan. What's up, man?
Hey, Keith, how you doing? A quick question for you. I want to run this by you. So Gerrit Cole. Now, so before Gerrit Cole opted out of his contract, he had a chance to opt out of his contract to test the free agency market. He had a chance. The Yankees had a chance to decline that by picking up the option, which basically what Gerrit Cole did is he did opt out of the contract, which made him a free agent. The Yankees weren't comfortable picking up the option. So basically, they allowed him to opt back in. So this is my question. I understand they had a wonderful relationship and they were on good terms. The Yankees wanted him back. He wanted to come back, but he was... You know, he did want that $36 million option picked up, and he took the Yankees to task on it, you know, and then when it didn't work out, they allowed him to opt back in. My question for you is, I know it's, you know, with Cole going down now, my question for you is, why wouldn't the Yankees, and I know with the Players Association, this would be a problem, they would, you know, blah, 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 why wouldn't the Yankees put Cole through a full physical once he opted back in, and he was a free agent. He was no longer under contract to the Yankees. They allowed him to opt back in. My question for you is, why didn't he go through a full physical?
Shappy, I think you fell asleep when you called the other night, and they played that on the morning show. I don't know if you caught that. He just hung up. I don't care to do this hindsight 2020 Gerrit Cole stuff. Why didn't the Yankees do this? Why didn't the Yankees do that? First off, this is Gerrit Cole. This is a guy that's always available. This is a guy that they don't need to do a full physical on. They know his elbow had an issue because of what we went through the past season. What we went through last spring training in the first half. They don't need to do a full physical, and a full physical is not going to include an MRI. Like, so I've had this conversation. The Yankees, like, the Yankees respect Gerrit Cole as a Cy Young winning ace, a leader of the team that they can rely on in October, who everybody on that team respects. And you know what Cole said? Yeah, we opted out because that's how the contract was set up. And I think Boris was the one on that. And Cole's like, no, I'm good. I got a nice house up here. And I'm a Yankee fan today, tomorrow, forever. My kids, my wife, we're all straight. We're all good. We don't want to test free agency. We don't want to play anywhere else. This is where we want to be. We're trying to get back to the World Series. Well, he made, I think, two starts in spring trying to get back to the World Series and felt his elbow, and that was it. But, like, hindsight is 2020. You guys, like, you guys love to act like there's conspiracy theories going on. Is it X-Files or CSI or something? Gerrit Cole, why didn't... It's simple, bro. That contract was made in 2019, and when we got here to 2025, they opted out, and I think the Yankees could have avoided it by adding more money, maybe $10 million to it. And the Yankees said, no, we're not adding that much more money to it. So really, the Yankees check Cole. Like, if you want to go test free agency, go test free agency. We know you don't. And we're good with where we're at with this current deal, paying $36 million a year. And Cole said, I'm good with that as well. And he didn't say that because he was like, hey, I'm gonna get them. My elbow's going to hurt in a few months. Like, it's not that deep. 888-808-1019. And yeah, Shappy was who called, and I remember every call. Like, I remember every call Well, especially like when it's, you know, something like that. Shappy called a couple nights ago, I think Tuesday night, and he fell asleep. He was snoring on the phone. And then I'm riding in the car Wednesday morning on my way to Torah Academy of Bergen County. I never hear the morning show. I'm always asleep. I sleep till 10 a.m. I mean, I sleep till 7, and then if it sounds like my wife is wrestling with my son to the point where I got to go in and restrain him and help her out, I get up. But that's like two or three mornings a week. Most mornings, she can handle it, and she's got it, and I'll just put the pillow over my head and sleep till 10. But, you know, this morning I was up because those good folks over at TABC wanted me to come speak to the 9th and 10th graders. So I'm riding in the car, and I hear CeeLo cut. He cut that call. And it's funny because I was talking about having Aaron Rodgers fatigue, right? I was talking about how I don't want him to come to the Giants. I'm like, please go to the Steelers. Let Andrew Filippone have to talk about him all day. And the way CeeLo queued it up, he was like, well, while Keith is having Aaron Rodgers fatigue, one of his callers was suffering from just regular fatigue. And then I think I said something like, oh, unlistenable. I don't know. It made for a funny moment. It made for a good moment on the morning show. 888-808-1019. Bruce is in Flushing next up on The Fan. What's up, Bruce?
Hey, Keith. A couple of Yankee points and a couple of Giant points. In regard to your last phone call, I read an article where Brian Cashman said they did an MRI after the World Series and his elbow was fine. So
there you go. We don't need to do a full physical on you in February if we did one on you in November.
After the World Series, yeah. A couple of Yankee points. First, on Dave Sims, you are too young to remember this or even know this, but do you realize that Dave Sims had a show 5 hours every night?
Told me. Dave Sims was one of the first people to reach out, and I had been following him. He DM'd me, and he told me this was like 86, 87, 80, like this is before I was alive.
Yeah.
But obviously, you know, black man to black man, he was just kind of giving me like a pat on the back, like, you know, congratulations, do your thing. I had a similar show back in the late 80s before you were even alive.
And I was one of his regular callers. And he knows me. We go back a long ways. We once did a roast of Art Russ Jr. Many, many years ago.
That's great. So, see how, you know, you're calling into my show, so.
Yep. Second thing, do you think the Yankees will admit their mistake and put Dominguez in center, or are they going to be stubborn and keep him in left field?
You said make the mistake and put him in center?
Well, no, would they admit
their mistake? No. I think they would have tried it because, like, why wouldn't you try it in spring training? But who knows? We've seen them go back on their word and do like Clay Holmes is our closer. We got faith in Clay. Clay Holmes is our closer. No, we're sticking with Clay Holmes. And then they had to make Luke Weaver the closer. We've seen them in the season adjust.
Yeah.
I guess if he's that bad, and I've said it, Yankee Stadium, the people that sit in the bleachers in left field, it's a jungle over there. Like, they'll wear you out. And if he's having a hard time, they are not going to be kind. So if they absolutely have to, maybe they make an adjustment because Bellinger can play left, but I think they prioritize the defense up the middle as everybody in baseball does, where they want Bellinger in center, and then when Grisham comes in, Grisham plays center field. I don't know. It just is what it is. They're hoping that less balls are hit to left field and that Dominguez picks it up one. But, like, I mean, we just saw a couple days ago, now, it wasn't a ball hitting the gap in left center. It was a ball that dropped in fair territory to his right. He wasn't lined up close enough to it, and he also wasn't running fast enough to get to it. So
my prediction is, at some point, Dominguez is going to box a few fly balls in regular season games, and they will make the switch. Now, to the Giants. I agree with you, and I think I've said this before. I would have fired everybody and not bring them back. And you see why. Do you see the desperation in the general manager and the coach, especially the general manager, where he's going through his Rodgers nonsense? I mean, the guy is supposedly your general manager, and he does a bad job evaluating talent. Look at the offensive linemen he signed in this free agency. None of them really is that good. If you look at the last guy I signed, the ex-Seattle offensive lineman, his passing grade was 45%. I mean, just to sign an offensive lineman, to say you signed, you have depth, is ridiculous.
Yeah.
And the Rodgers thing is a fiasco. Can you imagine if he tried to pull this garbage when Bill Parcells was the coach?
No, it was a different time.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, I hope Rodgers doesn't sign with the Giants. It's going to be a fiasco. He's not going to survive with this offensive line. It'll take 3 or 4 games, maybe less, and he's going to go out with an injury. As a longtime Giant fan, I'm just so upset that they're going through this process. He's not good. I'm not crazy about Flacco either. If I have to do somebody, I'll do Russell Wilson and then try to get a quarterback in the draft. If not the top guys, then Jason Dart. Now, tell me about this kid. I saw Louis Riddick on ESPN the other day, who raved about this quarterback from Louisville.
Tyler Shuck.
Yeah. A, have you seen him play? And do you think he's as good as Riddick says? Riddick says he's a steal of the draft.
Yeah, I've been looking up his stuff. I don't remember seeing him play. I might have seen him play for a few drives or a quarter at some point this past year, but I've been looking up his stuff. What they like about him is his arm strength. He throws a good ball. What they also like about him is he's old. I think he's 25 right now. I think he's turning 26. He's got the prototypical size, and he's a journeyman in college. I think he played at 3 different schools. I know Louisville and Oregon and maybe somewhere else in between, where they look at this kid as like, if he lands in the right spot with the right, like, he's a project. I don't know how high he's going to go in the draft, but they, you know, there are some people that are like, his stuff translates to the NFL, that if he lands with the right coach, the right coordinator, he might be a decent quarterback in the NFL in a couple years. Oh, Texas Tech. He went from Oregon to Texas Tech to Louisville, and he's age 25 right now. He'll be turning 26 this next season in September.
To me, the best option, if they can get the top quarterbacks, you know,
Tom McCord.
Tim Ward or Sanders. To me, the best option would be Jason Dart from Mississippi, because Eli likes him. I know he doesn't like David Jones, so you can't always go by that, but a lot of people like him. And to me, it makes more sense to draft him late in the first round or early second round if he's available.
I was just about to say, that number 3 pick is too high, but if they are able to trade back into the first round from 34, they're probably going to have to get in the top 25 picks, because he's a name that's rising, where, like, if you let him fall, like, I think he's going to get grabbed by somebody, or somebody else is going to have the thought to trade up and get him.
Okay, Keith, take care.
Thanks for the call, Bruce. Not to correct you, but this guy does have one of the best quarterback names maybe ever. Jackson Dart. Jackson spelled with an X. My son's name is Jackson. We never even thought about the X. It's too provocative. I don't know. It's too just like risque. I can't have an X in the baby's name. I just start to think of X-rated. I don't know. That's a conversation my wife and I had. Jackson just spelled like Jackson. Reggie Jackson. Michael Jackson. 888-808-1019. I think that Jackson Dart could be Will Levis. I think he also could be Anthony Richardson. What I mean by that is, like, Anthony Richardson was all hype, way overdrafted. What did he go, 4 overall or something like that? He shouldn't have been drafted that high. Will Levis fell, and we all watched his girlfriend while he dropped in the draft. And then she dropped him, and she's still popping up on my Instagram Explore page. I'm like, I'm not following her, but I know exactly who she is. Look at this in the mock draft. You know, going to tankathon.com at 34 overall, they have the Giants drafting Luther Burden III out of Missouri. But they also have Shedeur Sanders going to the Giants at 3. You know, Shedeur Sanders, you guys, if you're Giants fans, you should tap into his podcast, Too Legendary, and follow him on Instagram. I've been, and he kind of gives you info about, like today, and shout out to Dre, because I saw Dre tag me in the video, and Dre is a Giants fan saying that he wants Shador. You know, Shador is like, okay, here's what they were asking me at the combine. Like, he gave it a week to cool off, right? Last week was all, oh, this guy's a brash, cocky, you know, doesn't care, whatever. And he's like, okay, well, you know, the most asked questions, everybody asked me about not being coached by my dad. You know, and that's a main thing, right? Coach's son, and not even just anybody's coach's son. Like, a lot of these, like, Bo Nix is a coach's son, but this is Deion's son. And his response to that is, I knew the day was going to come, so did my dad. Like, yeah, he was able to pull off coaching me in high school and in Jackson State and even Colorado, but we knew he wasn't going to be coaching me in the league, in the NFL, and now, you know, he's got his whole job out there. And also, if you follow Deion, like, Deion's got Denzel Washington coming in via Zoom and talking to his team. And then, you know, the other question that he said teams had for them was about, like, you know, the experience that he had in college and, you know, what are we going to get from you, from your college experience coming into the NFL? What are we going to get from you? And Shador has been right about this. He talked about going from nothing to something. He talked about changing cultures. He's talked about, okay, if you're drafting high and you're drafting me, these are teams that have been losing. These are teams that are drafting high because they lost games and they're trying to win. I've done that over and over. I did that at Jackson State. I did that at Colorado. And when you go back and look, Jackson State was a doormat. Colorado was a doormat. Him at quarterback brought them both to relevancy. Now, obviously not alone. It's football. It's 11 on 11, and you need everybody to pull the same rope. But, like, the quarterback has the ball the most. The quarterback is the face of the franchise team. He's making all the throws. He's calling the plays. So much is riding on his shoulders. He did it at Jackson State. He did it at Colorado. And he believes he's going to do it in the NFL with whatever team that drafts him. I'm starting to go back to the thought with the Giants, especially as they're potentially going to miss out on, you know, Matthew Stafford, miss out on Aaron Rodgers. If they're going to give up a first and a third and next year's first to go get Cam Ward, is he that much better than Shador Sanders? The answer is no. It is not worth giving up all of that to get a guy that, like, might not be a better NFL quarterback than Shador Sanders. Shador Sanders just has a hard route because of his dad, because of his last name. 888-808-1019. And Aaron Rodgers, hitching your wagon to Aaron Rodgers is not as good as it seems. The Jets fans will tell you, like, I don't know. I keep going back to this. Aaron Glenn and Darren Muji moved on from Aaron Rodgers because they watched the film. Simple as that. Tony's in Montreal on the Fan. You got it quickly, Tony. Oh, wait, we got to hold you, Tony. Sorry, man. I thought I could get you in, but we got a couple spots, a couple breaks. I queued you up for Aaron Rodgers. Let's take this break. I'm running out of time like I said I would be. 1 hour left. Tony, we're talking Aaron Rodgers right after this.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
One night, one goal, stop suicide. On June 21st, New York City will host the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention's milestone 30th Out of the Darkness Overnight Walk. Over the last 20 years, people have described the overnight as one of the most powerful experiences of their lives. Now is the perfect time to join us as people from all over the country come together to stop suicide. Walk over 16 miles from dusk till dawn to raise much-needed funds for this important cause. You'll form lasting friendships, experience healing and love, and bring hope to those affected by suicide. Be a part of this life-changing event. The American Foundation for Suicide Prevention's Out of the Darkness Overnight Walk. June 21st. Register now at theovernight.org or call 888-THE-OVERNIGHT. That's 888-843-6837.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.